Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, TransformationTalkRadio.com, CBS. That is just to name a few of the places we are distributed. Now, I've had over 20 years' experience in the mind, body, and spirit healing modalities, and nothing thrills me more than healing someone, helping them actually recover from a healthcare challenge. I had a client who came to me who was very active in her early years, but as time went on, she started to get really stiff in her joints all along her back and her hips. And she used to love to ride her bike and go walk on the beach, and she couldn't do that anymore without a lot of pain. So she came to me for her private yoga classes because she thought that would help loosen her up, and it did, because yoga, the way you put the postures together, is designed to release toxins and to loosen up the body. So that worked to a certain degree, but she still had a lot of pain. So we decided to look at her nutrition. So I did my biochemical analysis on her, and I discovered that she had pesticide and herbicide residue in her joints, and that was causing her stiffness. So I just did a very simple detox on her and combined with the yoga, and now she's getting along like she never did before and is pain-free. So we're very thrilled to see how well she went through that. So the Bond Method can help you with these types of issues. So if you want more information on how the Bond Method can help you, you can contact me, M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. Or you can call me 425-412-0202. Have we got a great show for you guys today. We've got Benny here. Hi, Benny. You're back.
Hi there. Yeah, it's great to be back. Had a little vacay, and it was good to have it and refreshed. I'm ready to be back in the hot seat.
Yeah, I see. You're full of energy today. It's great. Not that you're never full of energy.
You know, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And we've got Taylor in the house. Hi, Taylor. How are you? Yeah.
Got the thumbs up. He's ready to roll.
Thumbs up. That's right. And we have a special treat today. We've got my parents here. We've got Kemp and Dana, my parents here from Virginia. They flew all the way out here and been spending a week with us. And we've been running around showing them the sights in Seattle. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
So have you guys been having fun this week?
We have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we've been all over the place. We've been to Taylor's Shellfish Farms out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Chuckanut. Nut. And we've been to the Falls.
Snoqualmie Falls?
Yes, we have.
That's the only one I could think of.
Yes, that's the one we went to. And we even did a wine tasting.
Good.
Yeah. Chateau Saint
Michelle. Actually, two wine tastings,
yes.
He didn't want to tell you the other one he went to, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Snuck that one under the radar, did he?
Yeah. And we've done Pike's Place, and we've just been all over everywhere. So you guys, you all have been so busy doing all this. What was the highlight, you think?
The Falls.
The Falls?
Yeah, we like the Falls.
Yeah, and you guys have been to Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Both the Upper Falls and the Lower Falls.
Right. So how do the falls here compare to that?
Well, they're not as high as the Niagara Falls, and they're skinnier, but they put out a lot more power, it looks to me like.
Yeah.
And a lot of foam, and they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. No other way to explain it.
Yeah, that's true. But it was pretty fogged in that when we were there, but we still managed to see them. So
the thing I liked better about the falls we saw this week, Niagara has been commercialized so much, and this looks so pristine and natural.
Yeah. Well, that's the way we like to keep things here in the Pacific Northwest. We like to keep them clean and natural and pristine. Mm-hmm. And actually, here is where they do a lot of oyster farming. And so the oyster farmers have lobbied to make sure the Puget Sound stays clean and pristine. So the oysters, because they ship them all over the world here.
That's close to my heart.
Exactly. Yeah, on the last show, I was talking about oysters and how we would get those oysters, go up to D.C. and get the Chesapeake Bay oysters, get a whole bushel of them or a whole sack of them and bring them home and have an oyster feast for the whole weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, steaming them up. And my brothers and I would sit on the floor in the family room and shuck those puppies and eat them. So, Dad, you've had a lot of oysters since you've been out here. Are you going to turn into one?
Well, I wouldn't mind it, but as long as I can taste myself, I guess it'd be all right.
So you're a traditional old-school shucker, or do you kind of spice things up a little bit?
No, I just shuck them any way I can get them open.
Oh, good old boy right there. Yeah. Get her done.
Yeah. And he has them straight up, not a whole
lot
of
stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, traditional.
That.
You don't need any extra butter or a Worcestershire sauce or whatever they want to throw in there. Tabasco, I've done Tabasco. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
and he never
good.
Quits smiling.
Well, that's the whole point. It's an aphrodisiac, you know. That's
yeah, it is.
Probably why the smile ends up being a little more broad every time.
You got it.
That's right. And the reason why it's an aphrodisiac is because there's an enzyme in there, or a component in the oysters, that increases testosterone production.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We talked about that last time. Yep, sure does. But they're really good for you. The highest level of zinc that you'll have of any food. So it's, and that's good for you. It's good for the prostate, but it's good for women, too, for your immune system. So, but Dana, you don't care much about those oysters.
No, I'll take crab.
Yeah, you'll take crab. And we've had some crab.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful crab.
Yeah.
Crab cakes.
Yes, lovely crab cakes.
Yes.
And we had Dungeness crab, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to Taylor Shellfish and got some live crab. Yeah, it was fabulous. Okay. So, you guys, when you come out here, you on the East Coast, you need to check it out. It's great. And so I hope all these businesses are appreciating me giving them free plugs. But it's fun. Okay, the reason why we have you here today is because you're visiting, but also because you all have a very interesting story to tell. And this show is about love the second time around, how you can find love again in your golden years. And you guys kind of
believe
did.
Me, we're golden.
We don't really like to admit it, but we are.
So you all grew up in the same town. So why don't
right.
you tell the story?
Dana, you want to tell it?
Started school, mm-hmm. kindergarten, mm-hmm. on the same street. We were neighbors.
Wow.
And walked one block to school and graduated from high school in the same class. I didn't pay much attention to him because he was small for his age, and I was 5'9 in seventh grade. So when we graduated, he was just a buddy. Never paid much attention to him.
Yeah.
We both went our separate ways. He ended up on the East Coast. I stayed in the Midwest. And we met after 50 years again, after long-time marriages to
our spouses.
Right. So the interesting thing is that you lived in a town that was very small in the Midwest in Missouri there, Marceline. And what's mm-hmm. the population? What was the population back then?
About 2,500.
Yeah.
And I'll put a plug in. It was Walt Disney's hometown.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a lot of good things have come out of there. Wasn't it Walt Disney and then the railroad?
Oh, the railroad was a big thing there when Dana and I were growing up in Marceline.
Santa Fe.
Yeah, Santa Fe. So Marceline, even though it's small, it has some highlights to it, definitely. So the interesting thing is you guys kind of didn't hang out too much together when you were growing up, even though you were in that small town and all.
Couldn't avoid each other, you know, because there were only so many places for kids to go. And so we were always in the same group,
mm-hmm.
but didn't pay attention to each other at all.
Yeah. And then you guys married other people. And had very successful marriages. You both are widowed. So you were married for, both of you, a very, very long time.
Close to 40 years.
Yeah.
Over 40.
Yeah, it was over 40.
Yeah. We lost our spouses 6 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And before either of them died, I was in charge of trying to organize a 50-year class reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And had to track him down. No one knew what had happened to him. And I found him. Took a while. And had contacted him in October before his wife died in February. And he said they'd come back for the reunion, which was the following May. But by then, she was gone and my husband was very ill.
Mm. Okay. So you guys went to the high school reunion?
No.
No, we didn't.
Didn't make it.
Okay. All right. The plot thickens. So
yeah. Your grandmother also died 2 weeks after your mom.
Right.
And I was taking my husband to radiation treatments, and they ended 2 days before the reunion, and he was hospitalized from all the junk that he'd been exposed to and everything. So neither of us made it to the reunion.
Okay.
But I, 3 months later, sent him a packet of pictures that others had taken and wrote and told him what they had said, and some of them had wished him well, and I had his email address, too, at that time. So it just kind of took about 4 months for us to start emailing.
Okay.
That's well, how it all came about.
Okay, well, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to find out how you guys finally managed to hook up.
Okay.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Shine bright like a diamond.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I've got my parents here talking about love the second time around, how you can find love in your golden years. And before we went on break, we were talking about how you guys almost hooked up at your high school reunion but didn't quite make it. And but yet you were still corresponding. So what happened then?
About 8 months after the reunion, we had been emailing back and forth. Never had talked on the phone. I hadn't heard his voice since he was a kid, you know. And my son came to me with two tickets to the U.S. Open in Pinehurst, North Carolina. And Kemp and I are both have played golf forever and ever. And so I thought, you know, I think I'll call him and see if he'd like to meet. So we met at Pinehurst, spent 2 days following Tiger Woods and some of the big shots around, and never quit laughing. We laughed for 2 days, didn't we? Nonstop.
Sure
it was so good, and we just had an immediate connection. But the funny thing is when I got off the plane, he met me at the plane, and I had this great big sign that said, looking for 007 from the class of 54. And I found out later that he likes neutral colors, et cetera. Well, I'd gone all out to buy an outfit, and it was as loud and gaudy as they come.
Not you, Dana.
Yeah, it was gaudy. Anyway, we just had a ball. And the fun thing was your brother and two of your niece and nephew showed up at Pinehurst, so I met part of your family, and my son was there, so Kemp got to meet him.
Wow.
So it just...
It was a great reunion. It really was.
It really was. And I was so shocked when I got off the plane and saw him. His dad was standing there.
Oh.
Because it had been 51 years since I'd seen this cute little kid, you know.
Right.
He'd suddenly... changed.
Yeah, he grew up. He was
I
no
grew
longer.
Up, yeah.
You're no longer short.
Of course, I'm white headed, so that had to be a shock too.
Yeah. So you guys laughed and had a great time, which is something you probably really needed after what you both have been through prior to that. So it was a great relief.
Yeah.
All right.
And we've had 7 great years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And traveled quite a bit.
Yeah. And I went to your wedding. It was lovely in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And had most of you there. We have 6 kids and 10 grandkids between us, and most of you made it.
Yeah, we went for the whole weekend. It was quite an event.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
In fact, your brother, Chris, is the only one that didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't get there.
Yeah, he couldn't get there.
It was great.
Yeah, we had fun. And you guys have been having fun ever since. Now, Dana, you had a very interesting story about a desk.
Oh, about a desk.
Yes.
Oh, well, about 30 years ago or 35, the grade school that your dad and I attended was torn down, and a friend of mine attended an auction where they were selling off some of the stuff from this ancient school, and she ran across a desk that had my first husband's name engraved in it. So she bought it for us, and we thought that was really cool, but what do you do with a beat-up old desk? And eventually, it ended up in a storage shed. And after some time with your dad, our commuting from Missouri to Virginia, I decided to sell my place and move to Virginia. And in doing that, this desk is resurrected from the junk in this shed. And guess what's on the top of this desk?
What?
3 names engraved. One, my first husband's. Secondly, your dad's name, Kemp, and the third name was Metzger. And at that time, when the friend bought the desk for us, my daughter was in high school, not thinking of marriage at all, but she ended up marrying a Metzger who was from Iowa. So to me, that was sort of a sign that somehow we were all supposed to be connected long before we knew it.
Yeah, so there's a divine plan.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason, and you guys came together, and it was kind of meant to be. So, and so you guys are having fun in your golden years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's never too late. I get a lot of people who call me up, and they're distressed about relationship, thinking that they're too old, and you're never too old. So how old were you all when you got married?
Gee,
well, why don't you ask
that.
How old when we got together?
All right, yeah. How old when you got together?
About 68.
68.
Okay, and then when you got married, you were
and
about
77 now.
Yes. Yeah.
we're still not over the hump.
We have a really active life.
Yes.
Still golfing.
Yeah, still golfing. You guys live on a golf course.
Right.
Enjoy that. And it's a ski resort in the wintertime. Except y'all don't do very much skiing, though.
Used to do a lot of skiing, but not lately.
Yeah, yeah.
We live at a place that's pretty well known, Wintergreen, near Charlottesville, Virginia.
For you East Coasters out there.
Yeah.
But we're active in volunteer work and active in our church, and we play bridge and play golf. And
it's great.
Travel.
So where all have you traveled? Where are some of the places?
Oh, gee whiz.
Well, your dad's been everywhere.
I've been in every state in the Union. Haven't missed a one.
Even Alaska?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our first trip was Italy.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, gosh, Michelle, I don't know. We've been all over.
Yeah.
trying to work in our six kids, part of it. You know, you all are scattered from one end of the U.S. to the other, so...
Yeah.
That's a chore.
Dana, most of your family's in St. Louis and Kansas City now.
Well, I have one in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, and then your brother in Texas and your brother in South Carolina, and then you in Everett, Washington.
Right.
That's quite a bit of spread.
Yeah, it is.
Takes a lot of traveling to keep up with it.
Yes, it does.
Especially since most of the grandkids have been high school age, and so every year we have a graduation to go to.
Yeah. Well, it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you young.
Yeah.
So you guys are forever young.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Well, I love the story. And I wanted to have you guys on because I thought you'd be an inspiration to a lot of people.
Well, hopefully we can be.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's great. So it's been fun. And it's been a pleasure having you all out here. We don't get to see very much of you because we're all spread out so much. But it's a good deal. It certainly is. I think we need to do What the Bleep.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay, What the Bleep. And this is something that I do every week. And we're going to be talking about tomato ice cream. Oh boy.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm serious.
Never
All
heard
right,
of
I got to
it.
Hear this one. You too, right? Yeah, see, he's on board with me.
Okay. So I was talking about in earlier shows how I had so many tomatoes, an abundance of tomatoes this year, and I was putting them all up, and I was running out of ideas, and I promised everybody that I would give some secret tomato recipes. Well, now I'm disclosing one of my secret tomato recipes. This is tomato ice cream. So I kind of got inspired from Martha Stewart. They made avocado ice cream. So I thought, well, if you can make avocado ice cream, you can certainly make tomato ice cream. And it would go with the avocado ice cream because avocados and tomatoes go together very well. What you do is you just take your tomatoes, a pound of tomatoes, and put them in the blender along with simple syrup. So what you do for simple syrup is that's equal parts of sugar and water together. They've been melted down. And you want to make a tea out of it with your herbs. So you're getting to use your herbs, which is also because herbs have antioxidants and they have their own nutritional component as well. It's adding more nutrients to your tomato ice cream. Okay. So you take about a cup of your herbs, and after you have melted the sugar, make sure it's organic sugar, in the simple syrup. So you would have a 3/4 of a cup of organic sugar to 3/4 of a cup of water. Heat that up until the sugar melts. Then when the sugar is done melting, you put your cup of herbs in there and let them steep for 15 minutes. Then you strain it, and that's your simple syrup for your ice cream. So you put the pound of tomatoes in the blender, your 3/4 a cup of simple syrup, and a cup of milk, whole milk, and you blend it up. Then you let it cool and stick it in your ice cream maker until it gets hard or frozen, and then you put it in the freezer. But this is what happened. It was very good.
It tastes great.
Yeah, tastes great.
If you can get it out of the bowl.
Yeah. But what happened was it froze up and it became more like sorbet or sherbet, and you know how that can get, except not really even that, more like a, what do they call those, glaces, those ice where you scrape them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the flavored ice.
Shaved ice.
Shaved ice, thank you, yes, because there's of the so much water content. Mm-hmm. So what I have discovered is that you can turn them into popsicles. That would be a better idea. Then that way you can get them out and eat them. Because basically that's what popsicles are. They have a lot of water content. So not only is it kind of strange, but it's actually kind of good. And it's very good for you.
And
yeah.
Combined with the avocado, it was beautiful.
You
shaved the red and the
green.
Pinkish.
Yeah.
Instead of red and the green together. It was cool.
Yeah. Well, I made it out of, I had so many cherry tomatoes, that's what I used. And the ones I used were, I had yellow cherry tomatoes, because the red cherry tomatoes just turned out to be a big, well, they didn't do so good.
Okay.
I'll get a different brand if I do that again, but the yellow, so that's why it was kind of a pale color instead of a bright red, but if you were to use red, then it would really be a bright red. So I know it sounds weird, but it works. And if you're finding running out of ideas for what to do with those tomatoes, think about doing that. It's not a bad thing. It's actually good for you. Okay, we have got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to explore more. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, TransformationTalkRadio.com, CBS. That is just to name a few of the places we are distributed. So welcome back to the show. I am the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And did you guys know that there are over 7 billion people in the world? Did you know that was the population of the world today?
It's not getting any smaller, but No. That sounds about right.
Yes. And when I Googled that and looked it up, there was a clock, and the thing just kept ticking every second, more people being added. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So this is the point. So if there's 7 billion people in the world, and everybody has their own personalities, their own way of doing things, their own preferences, their own chemical makeup, why in the world do we think that there can be one single pill or one single form of healing that can help all these different people? And I think that might be one of the reasons why we have an issue with the healthcare system, the allopathic healthcare system, the way it is today. It just doesn't work. You need more of a customized system. Now, when you start to look at Ayurveda or you start to look at other forms of holistic healing, they try to break people down into, well, give them more individuality, shall we say. So you have the blood type of diet and form of healing, but that basically breaks people down into four types. So I don't know if you divide four into 7 billion.
It's still a lot.
It's still a lot. Then you have Ayurveda, which says that we are made out of three elements, or actually four: fire, earth, air, and ether. Fire, earth, air, water, and ether. But they do break you down into pitta, kapha, and vata, which stands for pitta is the fire, kapha is the earth and water, and vata is the air or the ether. And then there's different combinations of that. So somebody could be one of three, or you could be predominantly one and have a little bit of the other three. But basically you have nine, which come out of, if you put all the combinations together, nine different body types. So nine divided into 7 billion still is a lot. Then people will look at astrology, and you have the 12 different signs. So 12 divided into 7 billion. Still, you're not really getting it very close. And then Vedic astrology looks at the houses of the moon, and there's 27, and they'll divide that. But still, 27 divided into 7 billion is still not breaking it down. So you just can't do it. And then there's, you know, different body types. But every person is different. And the best success that you're going to get out of a wellness program is one that's custom designed for you. And that's where the Bond Method comes in. It's a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. And so what it does basically is everybody, like I'm talking about, everybody's different. Everybody came into this earth, they were born with a blueprint of what's optimal health for them. And what the Bond Method does is it enables your body to get back to its original blueprint, no matter what's going on. So if you get back to your original blueprint, then you're going to be experiencing your health and wholeness in a way that works for you. And so what we do is we integrate the mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. And I do the biochemical analysis to find out where you might be deficient in your nutrition, also to see what types of toxicities might be there. There might not be any, but there might be. They come up. And it also checks on hormone imbalances. And once we get that analyzed, then we can come up with a program of health and healing just for you. And that's why I believe it really helps people and we get success. I had a guy come to me a while back who was suffering from migraines, and he'd been suffering from migraines for, well, ever since he was a kid. And at the age of 6, he was diagnosed with cluster migraines. And now he's an adult, and he's been putting up with these migraines all of his life, basically. And he tried everything that the doctors tried to recommend for him, but none of it worked. The only time he could get relief was if he took high doses of Advil. And unfortunately, when you do that, Advil plays a toll on your body. It affects your kidneys and your liver as well as your stomach. And he was starting to have issues. So we had to look at this. And he would have a migraine at least once a week and sometimes be knocked up for 3 to 4 days in such pain. So what we did is I looked at his nutrition, did the biochemical analysis, and came up with a program. So we altered his diet, put him on a nutritional supplemental program and herbs. And it didn't happen overnight, which these things don't do, because it is nutrition. It took a long time for your body to get this way. You can't expect to take a pill and be automatically healed. It doesn't work like that. But over a course of time, his migraine started easing off and easing off and easing off. And now the good news is that he is virtually migraine-free. Maybe if he gets one, it'll be once or twice a year. And if the nutritional supplements won't kick in immediately to get rid of the migraine, then all he has to do is take 2 Advil and instead of 5, 3 times a day, which is what he's taking. So he's basically living on Advil. But the 2 Advil will wipe him out. So it was successful. And he's very grateful. And I like doing it. This is what thrills me is to see people regain their lives. You know, nothing thrills me more than to see people who have been suffering stop suffering. And it really turns me on. So that's why I developed this program. And there's 7 steps to the Bond Method very quickly here. First, we do the analysis. So we analyze your eating habits and patterns and your lifestyle choices. And then we do the biochemical analysis to assess your nutritional deficiencies and possible toxicities, like I said. Then after that, we design a customized program for the dietary guidelines, nutritional supplemental program, a meal plan with easy-to-follow recipes if you want them, and a lifestyle program, including recommendations for exercise and relaxation. Now, the thing of it is the reason why we break it down individually is because everybody has food preferences. Like Dana, you don't like oysters. Dad, you love oysters. So if I recommended a program where everybody eat oysters, it's not going to be very successful, is it? No. So the food preferences have to be taken into consideration. If you're not able to eat the foods that you like, then you're not going to stick with it, and we're not going to have compliance. And if you don't have compliance, then it doesn't work. So you've got to have compliance. So we would do that. Then if you need to, we will develop a customized detox program. And this is based on the toxicities that are found in the biochemical analysis. And a lot of people go out and think that, especially after the first of the year, you hear everybody talking about, oh, I got to detox. I got to do this. I got to do that. And they go on some crazy detox programs that really are not designed for everybody. And what happens is lots of times this can cause more harm than good because you're not getting all the nutrients that you need. And also when you start detoxing, you can start to feel really bad because the chemicals are coming out of your body. And if you do it too quickly or too stringently, you can throw your whole system into shock, and that's not a good thing. Then you're not feeling good. You've got a headache, or you're feeling nauseous, or that kind of thing. So it needs to be done kind of in a slow way so that your body can adjust as you're getting rid of these toxins. Then after that, because the mind and the body are not separate, we do an emotional clearing program that clears the mind of limiting emotions and beliefs. And this is important because if you're having limiting emotions and beliefs, you're not going to be able to live the life that you want to, and it's going to hold you back. So we got to get rid of that. And if your body is not feeling great and you're not in your top form, then your mind is constantly going to the body, and it can't focus on the other aspects that are going to help you live the life that you want. So we have to look at that and get rid of those emotions and beliefs and combine the body with the mind. And then everybody was put on this earth for a purpose. And the purpose is to reach enlightenment, to evolve as a soul or as your spirit. But everybody was put on this earth to learn, every soul was put on this earth to learn a specific lesson for the evolution of that person's soul. So what we do is, because people have a hard time learning or figuring out what their soul purpose is, what the lesson is that they were supposed to learn when they were put on this earth. So we put you through some exercises that help you discover what your lesson is. And once you learn that lesson, then you can heal it and move on, and it will no longer hold you back. So this is why I say manifestation is not just thinking positive. You have to think positive, but it's a lot more than that. You have to get rid of the garbage, and you need to learn the purpose that your soul was put on this earth to learn, so that then you can move forward and get beyond that. And you can move into your life with grace and ease, manifesting the life you want. You have to reconnect with your higher power, to reconnect with who you really are, and rediscover where all your good comes from. And that was what the issue was, basically, when we went through the recession, is a lot of people lost a lot of stuff. And they lost their identity, basically. And they're struggling, moving forward. Well, the reason why, one of the reasons why we lost all that was to teach us, to make us reconnect with our higher power, to relearn where all of our goodness and our abundance comes from. So once you learn that and you learn how to reconnect with your higher power, then you can have the law of attraction. And the law of attraction, there's different techniques to the law of attraction. And what you put out is what you get back. And you want to have the world open up to you. The world has so much goodness, so much abundance out there in whatever form, what you're looking for. But the world, once you learn this and you get through all that, then the world becomes your oyster. Mm-hmm. He's a pun again. And so you learn the true proven secret to manifesting abundance. So those are the seven steps, basically, to the Bond Method. It's a customized program that helps you do that. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more about love. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I have over 20 years experience working in the mind, body, and spirit modalities. I'm a board certified nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner. I developed the Bond Method to help people reach optimal health, manifest their abundance, and live the life that they want to live. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of taking all those pills and still not feeling any better? Or did you just get diagnosed with some surprising healthcare challenge that you had no idea you had and you never thought you you would get because you thought you were healthy, because you'd been living healthy, you'd been managing your stress, you were working out, and you thought you were eating right. Well, then the Bond Method can help you. It can help you prevent healthcare challenges, come back after a healthcare challenge, and manifest the life you want to live. For more information, go to themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I love that Rihanna song, Shine Like a Diamond. I think it's just really inspirational. Everybody who's ever born and been put on this earth is a diamond. Whether you realize it or not, you are all diamonds. So don't be afraid to shine bright like a diamond. We've been talking about love today, relationships, and finding love again in your golden years. I'm going to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about divine love now. So it's time for the philosophy.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
All right. Thank you for that, Benny. We have been talking about relationships and that type of love, but there's another type of love, and it's divine love. And I've been doing a lot of the I Am Presence. And where that I Am Presence is, it's your higher power, it's above you, and it is responsible for beating your heart. It's responsible for your life, because without your heart beating, you would be dead, and you would not be here. And that's what gives you your life. So we've been talking about connecting with the I Am Presence to help us manifest abundance, to help us get over any ailments we might be having or any drama or trauma that might be going on in our lives. But divine love is something that's very important. And that connects you with your mighty I Am Presence as well. So what I like to tell people is to, if you're having a hard time visualizing this, then think about something that you love, whether it be your spouse, your child, your pet. If you don't have any of those, if you love money, then think about the attraction that has for you. If you love a hobby or something, think about that attraction that it has for you. And take that same energy, that same type of energy, and you direct it up to your higher power, your I Am Presence, and just visualize sending that love energy up, and that will help engage the mighty I Am Presence and have the I Am Presence work for you, through you, in your life. So I'm going to quote here from the Magic Presence. This is the I Am Discourses of St. Germain Foundation. It is only through the I Am that humanity can find release from its selfishness and its greed. Then all will come into the full use of the eternal abundance that is waiting to serve mankind. Each individual is an open doorway to all perfection, but that perfection can only express itself on earth when the outer self keeps its channel clear and harmonious by adoring and accepting the mighty I Am Presence. So send that energy that I talked about, that love energy, to your mighty I Am Presence, and that will be the channel that keeps it clear and harmonious so that the I Am Presence can come in and work through you. And that is your treasure chest, as we've discussed in previous shows. They go on to say, by accepting and keeping the attention on the I Am Presence, the individual can at any moment draw all good into the outer use of the personality. Now, the outer use is the world outside of yourself. It's your job. It's your house. It's your car. It's what you do. It's just everything that's outside of you. That is your outer. And that is, you know, what people judge each other when they look at the clothes they wear and all. And that's what that is. Thus, he can call forth into his being and world all the good he desires. But the greatest power that this truth places at the command of the personal self is the use of the divine love as a presence, which goes before it and adjusts all outer activities, solves all human problems, and reveals perfection that must come forth upon earth. Divine love, being the heart of infinity and of the individual, is an ever-flowing, intelligent flame that releases energy, wisdom, power, and substance without limit. It will release boundless blessings to all who will harmonize their own personalities enough to let it come through. Divine love is the reservoir of life and the treasure chest of the universe. It automatically draws to the personal self every good thing. when the outer activity of the mind acknowledges the I Am presence and keeps attuned to divine love, then all achievement is accomplished without struggle or strain, and all creative activity becomes a continual expression and enjoyment of perfection. The more one studies life and contemplates perfection, the less he struggles with people and things, and the more he adores the God presence. For one who worships perfection must of necessity become that upon which his attention rests. Remember the law of attention? This is where it plays out, especially right here. What you put out is what you get back. When mankind feels the outer activity of the mind with thoughts and feelings of perfection, the bodies and affairs of all humanity will bring into the outer that order and perfection also. The more we understand life and perfection, the simpler all becomes until we have to do only one thing and do it all the time. Fill our thought and feeling with divine love always. So there you have it. So, yeah, so the law of attraction is there. And whatever you put your attention on is what you're going to manifest in your life. So if you're putting your attention on not having enough money, being sick, your drama, so-and-so did this to you, so-and-so did that to you, you've lost this, you've lost that. If that's what you're putting your attention on, then guess what? That's what you're going to manifest. You're going to manifest more of that. So take your attention off of that. Put it on your divine presence, your God presence, your I Am presence. And through divine love, send that energy up and let it work through you. You are a channel for the mighty I Am presence to work through you to manifest whatever you want in your life, whatever it is. And that's God, whatever you want, your desires. Don't get rid of your desires. That's how you're guided. Your desires are actually God's desires, your mighty I Am presence desires. And it wants to work through you so that you can evolve on this earth. So, Dad, I know you're not much of a philosopher. So here we are. we went from relationship love to divine love. We've kind of covered it all in this show. It's kind of what we do. We handle all bases.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I've enjoyed having you guys on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
I have to say one thing.
Yes, please do.
What you put out there is what you get back. That is so true.
Yes, yeah. So you've had experience with that,
oh,
Dana?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. You want to give an example?
Oh, not right now. But I have so many I could choose from. It's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. How about you, Dad?
Well, going on what Dana is, more of a karmic feel, right? Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, reap what you sow. There's so many adages to all that. So it's very informing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the way we do it. That's the way we flow. That's the way we shine. That's the way we shine like a diamond. So everybody shine bright like a diamond. Keep it going. All right. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Transformation Talk Radio, CBS, CRN. I don't know. We're all over the darn place. So if you want more information about the show or how I can help you with the Bond Method, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. You can also email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. And I do get people emailing me, actually, and commenting. And so if you want to do that, please feel free, because I'll answer your questions. And I get people who actually ask questions, and so we answer them. It's great. You can also call me at 425-412-0202. Now, later on today, I'm having an encore of my show at 2 o'clock. So be sure you tune in to that. That's going to be on WBLQ. This will be 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock East Coast time. And if you're on the West Coast, you can catch it on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, everybody. You shine bright like a diamond this week. Be very prosperous, and God bless you all. We will see you next Tuesday. Take care. Thanks for listening.
been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.